At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello and welcome. You're watching We on Fine Print. I'm Molly Gambhir. As the investigation into the riots at the U.S. Capitol continues, fresh evidence has surfaced, which holds Donald Trump's allies responsible. As per reports, these veterans played a major role in orchestrating the Washington rally that then led to that deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol. These reports suggest that the attack was not solely the brainchild of Trump's grassroots supporters. Members of Trump's presidential campaign have also been held responsible. Let's take you through the timeline, what we know so far. Firstly, a pro-Trump non-profit group called Women for America hosted the Save America rally. This was on the 6th of January. This was on a federally owned patch of land near the White House. In an attachment to the National Park Service public gathering permit granted to the group, there are names of more than half a dozen people in staff positions for the event. These people had been paid thousands of dollars by Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. Not just that, the staffers on site during the protests also have close ties to the White House. Ever since the siege, these allies have scrambled to distance themselves from the rally altogether. At least three of the Trump campaign aides have been named. Megan Powers was listed as one of the two operations managers for the January 6th event. Her LinkedIn profile says she was the Trump campaign's director of operations into January 2021. Then there is Caroline Wren, a veteran GOP fundraiser named as a VIP advisor in the Women for America event. She was a national finance consultant for the Trump victory. Maggie Walvini, the niece of former top Trump aide Mick Walvini, was listed on the permit attachment as the VIP lead. She worked as director of finance operations for the Trump campaign. The riot at the Capitol was incited by Trump's comments before and during his speech. The rally drew tens of thousands of people. A coordinated investigation that led to the riot at the Capitol has been launched. Washington has turned into a militarized zone ahead of Inauguration Day. Joining us this minute from Washington, D.C. is our correspondent Simon Marks. Hi, Simon. First, there were indications that this was a planned attack, and now there is evidence as per that investigation. Your assessment of the manner in which this Capitol siege was planned and what this means for the Trump camp?
Well, I think it's absolutely clear now, Molly, that the one thing that didn't happen was this being an off-the-cuff suggestion by President Donald Trump towards the end of his speech. Come on, guys, let's march to the Capitol. It is absolutely apparent from everything that we've learned over the last several days that there was a plan, indeed, to invite those participants at the so-called Save America rally to head to Capitol Hill. Indeed, we know that the Capitol Hill police force had gathered intelligence suggesting that there could be a violent assault on the building. They are facing massive questions as to why there wasn't more preparedness on site for the possibility of some kind of attempt to gain entrance to the Capitol building, given that they clearly received intelligence pointing them in that direction. But there's also now a mounting series of questions for President Trump and some of his closest allies and insiders to answer, including his son, Donald Trump Jr., his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who now says that he won't be able to represent Donald Trump at his Senate impeachment trial, specifically because he was a witness to the events that unfolded at that Save America rally. And, of course, questions for those people that you've outlined who played a prominent role in Donald Trump's re-election campaign and now appear to have been among those who planned that day of events here in Washington in a bid to block the congressional affirmation of Joe Biden's election win. So these questions are going to continue stacking up. There are three separate committees in Congress now preparing to launch official investigations. And also, of course, the president and those people around him are in legal jeopardy, criminal legal jeopardy, as the attorney general here in Washington, D.C., continues at a local level to probe exactly what took place on the street. So we're just at the very beginning of a story that is going to unfold over the next few weeks and months.
And this coming at a time, just hours now ahead of the inauguration, all state capitals on edge. There are concerns about an insider attack and threats from service members involved in securing Biden's inauguration. The extraordinary security concern has now led to the FBI vetting all of the 25,000 National Guard troops. What more do we know at this point?
You almost had to pinch yourself last night when that news story was first reported by the Associated Press and remind yourself of what country we're in. I mean, the Associated Press was told by the Army Secretary, so this is coming from the very top of the Pentagon, that they were going to vet once again the more than 20,000 National Guard troops deployed here in Washington for this unprecedented ring of steel that is going to surround Joe Biden as he takes the oath of office on Wednesday. And they're doing that based on the fact that as various alleged participants in the insurrection on the Capitol have been arrested and rounded up, it's become apparent that they come from all walks of life, including law enforcement. So the fear is that the Pentagon wants to ensure that there's no threat to Joe Biden and other VIPs attending the inauguration from the troops that are there to guard Joe Biden and those VIPs. They've all been security checked before, of course, but the authorities are going to give it one more glance, which is just a further indication of the extraordinary events that we're going to witness here later this week. Remember, Molly, the inauguration is supposed to be a celebration of American democracy, the peaceful transfer of power, and it's going to be taking place in fortress-like conditions.
All right, leaving it there for the moment. Simon, thanks very much.